Welcome to the Journey Home Experience. It's good to have you here. Take a moment, grab your guidebook, and find a place to sit down and get comfortable. Try to clear your mind of the work you've been doing, the conversations you've been having, and prepare yourself to go on a journey. What's going to happen in this experience will take about a half an hour. Although you can stay in any space as long as you want to, you'll be guided through some prompts through this audio podcast. Try to find a time and a place when no one else will talk with you or interrupt you. This time and space is for you. It's a place to rest, focus, listen, and be filled. It's a time for you to spend with God. Now, it doesn't matter if you've never done anything like this before, if you're someone who talks with God every morning, or if you're someone who questions whether or not God even exists. Something in this experience will be there for you. So for the next half hour, take a risk. Be open to the possibility that you are here because God has something new and significant to tell you. And He wants to show you what it feels like to be connected with Him, to be loved by Him, today, here. If you've been on the journey home for the past few weeks, you've been looking at parts of your life where you don't feel at home. These are big things to consider, and they may take time to uncover and sort through. God might give you some insight and answers that you understand right away, or it might take a while before you more clearly see what He's trying to teach you. That's okay. This is a journey, and it's different for all of us. During the weekend service, you had the opportunity to make a decision, to let go of something and to give it over to God. Wherever you're at, the reality is that every day we can pick up new burdens. They might be big, they might be small. Right now, imagine this burden as a suitcase that you pick up. Go ahead, pick it up in your mind. This suitcase represents the burdens that we all carry through life. Feel the weight of it. Feel the reality of it. Think about what's been carried in it. This suitcase is yours. We pick up new burdens like these every day. This happens for all of us because we're human, because God's enemy wants to cut us off from this amazing, dependent relationship with God, and he will do anything he can to distract us from the life we're meant to have with our true Father. So the enemy interferes, and you pick up a burden. Maybe you slip back into an old habit. Maybe you decide that after all, you're not really forgiven for what you've done. Maybe you fall back into a deep worry and stress. Maybe you doubt that God has anything new to show to you. Maybe your pride creeps in and you feel like you're fine as is. You could have picked up this burden this last year, last week, or this morning. Right now, ask God to help you see a burden that you're carrying today. You might know right away, or it might take a minute to feel what it is. Listen for words or thoughts that hit home, even if they seem surprising or uncomfortable. Ask God to help you see what's weighing you down. When that thought comes to you, write it on page 65 of your guide. Now, imagine yourself carrying this burden to work, as you meet with friends, as you sit at home with family. As you walk, consider what you wrote. Feel the lifelessness of what you are holding. You may begin to realize this suitcase doesn't bring joy. It doesn't bring peace or security. It might have grown comfortable or light because it's familiar, but it's not life-giving. It's not from God. Instead, your burden requires your effort, your strength, and your concentration. It affects you. It affects how you act, how you love, how you trust. And when you're holding this burden, you're distracted from other possibilities. You're tied down. You're not open to the beauty and wisdom of what God has for you. As you picture yourself walking with the suitcase, listen to what God says to you. In Isaiah 45:3, I will give you hidden treasures, riches stored in secret places, so that you may know that I am the Lord, the God of Israel, who summons you by name. Every day we have a choice. We can hold on to our burdens, we can trust in our own strength, or get by with what's familiar. Or we can set them down. We can release what the enemy so desperately wants us to hang on to. We can trust that God is a good Father, a Father who knows us, treasures us, believes in us, and is so excited about who we are. If you're ready, set down your burden. Picture yourself dropping the bag, letting it go. Even if you're not sure what this means, take a risk. Let go. It doesn't matter what's in it. If you set it down, you're giving it to God. You're asking Him to take it from you. He knows all about it. He knows what to do with it. He knows exactly what you need. And He wants your hands to be free because He has more to give to you. After you let go of your burden, take a few minutes on page 65 in your guide to write down your fears as well as your hopes as you let this piece of luggage go. Take as much time as you need to share your hopes and fears with God. You can go home. You can go home.
All this pain, I wonder if I'll ever find my way. I wonder if my life could really change. Could a garden come up from this ground at all? You make beautiful things. You make beautiful things out of the dust. You make beautiful things. You make out of us. All around, hope is springing up from this old ground. Out of chaos, life. Things.
eyes on this. You made preciousness from dust. Please don't stop creating me. Your blood offers the chance to rewind to innocence. Reborn, perfect as a child.
Now may you know the grace found in a Father who loves you. May you find peace knowing your Heavenly Father runs after you, exposed and vulnerable. And may you experience freedom in your surrender as you come home.